So, you have some new Marvel for me?
Yes, sir, I do. It's time to put an end to Phase 6. Or 5?
I think it might be 4.
Is it 4?
Maybe it's 5. You know, nobody knows for sure.
Mm.
Okay, now I have to say, things have not been super great around here recently, and I have a little bit of fear that my butt might be in danger.
No worries, sir. This is gonna turn all that around. It's called Thunderbolts Asterisk.
Asterisk? I just said I'm afraid my butt's in danger.
No, like an asterisk, like a little symbol?
Oh, okay. Wait, why would we put that at the end of a title?
Because there's going to be a big twist at the end where it turns out this team we're following in this movie, they weren't the Thunderbolts, they were the New Avengers.
Oh, that is a nice surprise.
Thank you.
I'm going to tell everyone as soon as the movie comes out.
What? So what happens in this thing?
Well, Yelena's doing missions for that Valentina boss lady, but she's sad because she feels like life is meaningless.
Oh, has she not heard of money? Because that's what gives my life meaning.
Right.
I shouldn't say just money, also things.
Yeah, right. Well, I guess she hasn't heard of money or things, so she's sad.
That is sad.
So Valentina sends Yelena on a new mission, but she's got something up her sleeve.
Is it elbows?
Well, technically, yes.
I knew it.
But also, she sent all her field agents to the same place to have them kill each other.
Uh-oh, which agents?
We're talking freaking Ghost, U.S. Agent, Taskmaster.
Oh, Taskmaster. You know, I've been wanting to see more of Taskmaster on the big screen.
Yeah,
so Taskmaster immediately gets shot in the head and dies.
Oh, my God.
So all these characters are fighting, and they accidentally let this character Bob out of the container he was in, so he's like, hi, I'm Bob. That means nothing to me.
But then it turns out this room's an incinerator, and Valentina wants to burn them all to cover her tracks.
How do they figure that out?
A 2-minute timer appears, and it starts getting warm.
Probably shouldn't have put a timer on the wall for the incinerees to see.
I guess this was a timer that she also wanted incinerated?
That makes sense. So does Ghost go through the wall and let them all out?
Well, actually, Valentina has this sound thing installed to stop Ghost from doing just that.
Very smart. Gonna be tough for them to get out now.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, cause see, the power source for the thing is in the room with them, so they destroy that and Ghost is good to go.
Probably shouldn't have put that in the room with them.
I guess this was a power source that Valentina also wanted incinerated.
That makes sense.
So then there's gonna be this thing of, oh, is Ghost gonna come back and help them? But then she does.
Okay.
And then one by one, each character has a moment almost exactly like that, and they escape.
Aha, sounds like they're a reluctant team now.
That's exactly what they are.
Oh, wow, wow, wow.
Wow.
But then Valentina and her team are there, so Bob sacrifices himself so they can escape.
Well, that's nice of him.
Turns out he's freaking bulletproof and he can fly and he's got a bunch of powers.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, we'll get back to that later. But then Red Guardian shows up and picks up the team.
How does he know where they are?
Well, see, he's a limo driver now and he was driving Valentina around and overheard the whole plan.
Valentina doesn't vet her drivers at all?
Not even a little bit. In fact, his limo company's called Red Guardian Limo Service.
Literally the superhero name of the father of one of her main operatives.
Yeah, she should have caught that one.
But she didn't.
Anyway, so he picks them up, but then they all get apprehended by Bucky.
He's from like 8 other MCU projects.
He sure is, sir.
And in this movie, he's a congressman, but he doesn't like it.
How come?
Because it's stupid and he prefers punching things.
That makes sense. Why'd he even do that in the first place?
Unclear,
but he also wants to stop Valentina, so he joins the squad.
What are they, some kind of suicide squad?
For legal purposes, no, they are not.
Right.
Well, it'll be nice to have a super soldier serum guy on the team with the other super soldier serum guy and the other super soldier serum guy.
Yeah, making it a 3-pack.
So now Bob is with Valentina because she wants to make him into a superhero she can control.
Okay.
But the thing is, he doesn't even know how to control his powers.
So what does Valentina do?
She tells him, hey, learn to control your powers, and he does that pretty much immediately.
Well, okay, that was pretty straightforward.
It was. And the thing about this guy that we're just gonna kind of explain right before it happens is that he's got a god complex, so she compliments him, and that means she's in control of him.
Just like that?
Just like that. So she calls him Sentry, and when the team shows up to stop Valentina, he kicks all their butts.
Oh boy, a very powerful former Bob.
But then he realizes, hey, why am I listening to this lady? And he turns her on.
What?
Sorry, he turns on her.
Oh, that makes a ton more sense.
So Valentina's assistant uses a kill switch on Sentry, and her and Valentina get out of there.
They don't stick around a minute to make sure he's actually dead?
Well, listen, sir, nobody's ever done that in a movie, and we're not about to be the first.
That's a good point.
So anyway, it turns out that this kill switch triggered something inside of Sentry and turned him into this dark, shadowy, void version of himself.
Oh, I have one of those following me around.
Really? Because this is like a metaphor for depression and whatnot.
Oh, mine just tells me to do things.
Say that something is tight.
Something is tight.
What?
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 Anyway, so this freaking void character starts attacking everybody in New York City.
I mean, if people are still living in New York City at this point, they have like no self-preservation instinct.
Yeah, so he starts turning all these danger magnets into shadows.
What do you mean?
Well, it seems like they're dead, but really they get sent to these shadow places place is called Shame Rooms.
I've got one of those set up in my basement, if you know what I mean.
Gross. So everybody gets sent to these places where they gotta, like, relive their worst moments.
Uh-oh.
So Yelena and the team voluntarily go down there, and they find Bob.
How?
By finding Bob.
Nice.
So Bob starts, like, beating up his shadow self, but it's not working.
So what do they do?
Well, the team all gets together and give him a big hug and tell him that he's not alone, and so that calms him down, and the day is saved.
So we're doing two movies in a row where the big main conflict is resolved by getting somebody to calm down a little bit.
That's right, and then Valentina presents them to the press as the new Avengers.
Amazing. So what do you think?
Well, I mean, technically this is an Avengers movie, so technically this is gonna be a monster at the box office.
The biggest we've seen in a while.
Hi, this is Ryan George from The Thing You Just Watched. Please enjoy this slideshow from The Thing You Just Watched.